You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. In-person absentee voting is underway in La Crosse. You can vote in-person absentee today at the UW La Crosse Cleary Alumni and Friends Center from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can also vote early tomorrow at City Hall from 9 a.m. until noon. Next week, four locations will have in-person absentee voting available, including City Hall on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. A list of locations and voting hours is available at lacrosseeagle.com. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.com. Gov. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden held a virtual town hall last night. Van Orden said that he is not holding in-person events because of disruptions caused by outside agitators.
The reason we're doing this in this format is because George Soros is funding groups of people to go around the country and disrupt Republican town halls. And that is just disrespectful to you. And I'm not going to allow those folks to do that.
Van Orden said he was invited late to and didn't attend in-person events in Viroqua and Eau Claire this week hosted by what he called a George Soros-funded group of leftist clowns. He added he would hold another virtual town hall next week. Van Orden also criticized fellow Congressman Mark Pocan and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for holding events in the 3rd Congressional District, labeling them outside agitators. The man accused of stabbing a Quick Trip employee to death in Minnesota earlier this week is formally charged. 28-year-old Michael Miller is facing a second-degree murder charge, according to Minnesota court records. Miller allegedly stabbed the victim multiple times. According to a release by Quick Trip, a 34-year-old employee was killed just after 3 a.m. Tuesday at a store in Mankato. Quick Trip CEO Scott Zeitlow said that, quote, "This is a devastating loss for all of us, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends." State legislators are holding public hearings on the upcoming state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival.
Republicans are ignoring Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal and building their own budget from base. Home sales are increasing in Wisconsin, but so are home sale prices. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report was released Thursday, and it shows the median price for a home in the state is now $305,000. That's almost an 11% increase over 12 months. The lack of available housing inventory means it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage rates are up a bit. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.84%, up from 6.78% in February of 2024.
Housing affordability is expected to stay low with high demand, low supply, and high mortgage rates. La Crosse voters will decide on a new mayor this spring. Shondell Washington Spivey, a community organizer and volunteer who earned both the most votes in February's primary and the endorsement of the Democratic Party, will face La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election in the officially nonpartisan race. In last week's mayoral debate, the candidates split on how to deal with the city's homeless population and how to attract young families to the city. Area school boards will have contested elections on the Tuesday, April 1st spring election ballot. Six candidates are on the ballot for La Crosse, although one, Kevin Hunt, announced he is no longer seeking the office, leaving five people for three seats. Three incumbents are among five candidates for three seats in West Salem, while Onalaska has two incumbents among three candidates for two seats on its school board. There are also contested school board races in Cashton, Melrose Mindoro, and Westby. Board members are elected to three-year terms. The two candidates for state superintendent met last night in a virtual forum. Jill Underley is facing a challenge for Brittany Kinzer in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. The two candidates provided very different views about the state of education in Wisconsin. Kinzer said that public education is failing in the state's largest city.
Right now, unfortunately, 3 out of 10 children are only reading well enough to go to college or have a career. And in Milwaukee, where I live, we have the worst outcomes for our Black students, with only 5% of children reading well enough to go to college or have a career.
Kinzer said she would work to eliminate bureaucracy and restore previous testing standards. Underley says the state has improved over the last 4 years.
Wisconsin's moved from 14th in the nation for education in 2020 to 6th in 2024, and now we have the highest graduation rate in our state's history, and the progress that we've made is real, but our work isn't done.
Underley said Wisconsin just had its highest highest graduation rate ever. Aquinas rallied from down 14 in the second half of the Division IV State Boys Basketball semifinal game last night against defending champion Mineral Point to win 57-54. The victory avenges a loss in last year's state tournament. Aquinas will play Bonduelle tomorrow in the Division IV championship after 1 p.m. Meanwhile, Cochran Fountain City plays Turtle Lake in the D5 semifinals this morning. The winner advances to the championship game tomorrow morning after 11 a.m. Today will be cloudy with seasonal temperatures around 50 degrees in the Cooley region. Tomorrow will be cooler and sunny ahead of our next weather maker, a storm system bringing snow to northern Wisconsin and mostly rain to the greater La Crosse area. The rain will go from Saturday night through early Monday with little or no snow accumulation expected. Temperatures will stay around normal for this time of year well into next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. In Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to LA resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently and had a few things to say about the pay discrepancy between men and women in Hollywood. The actress who played the title character on the long-running drama said when the show started, Patrick Dempsey made a lot more money than she did, despite him having 13 failed TV pilots. Pompeo said that she understood why he got the money he got, but that she should have been compensated similarly as the show was named after her character and she worked tirelessly to promote it. Despite the recent death of her husband of almost 60 years, Dolly Parton says she is at peace with his death. The 79-year-old country music icon made a surprise appearance at Dollywood, her first public sighting since husband Carl Thomas Dean's death. Parton says she still misses Dean and loves him dearly, but she's doing better than she thought she would be. Is it just me, or would you want your spouse to say the exact opposite after your passing? It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season two of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s today. It will get a little breezy by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low to around 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. We'll see some scattered rain and snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.